like it'd be good.
Yeah. It's a nice day for a white wedding. Start again. Come on. Hey, everybody, this is Bob. Welcome to Stag Show.
Hey, everybody. This is, let me check my name tag. This is Miles.
Little Miles, what have you done? Hey, little Miles, who's the only one? That's my Billy Idol. You can't see me curling my lip. I've been away so long. It's a nice day to start again. That sounds like Mitch Kirtlebaum. It's a nice day for a white wedding. So, Miles, you had a bit of excitement in your life. And we're not talking about sitting on an ice cube or anything like that. But your oldest, Miles Jr.
Yes.
Is taking the deep plunge.
Yes.
You know, with your blessing, I suppose.
Yes.
Into marriage.
Marriage. What is marriage?
Marriage.
I want to thank Bob Lament and wife for sending a card.
Yep, we did.
Addressed as such, Miles Title Jr. and Bride.
Oh, my wife did that.
As this is how it actually arrives at my house, just like this. I thought, wow, really? We're not even need the young lady's name. We're going to say and bride.
My wife asked me. I could not recall the name.
What the F is her name? God damn it.
My suggestion was to do Mr. and Mrs. Miles Title Jr., but she obviously didn't take that advice.
I think I know how your wife operates, and I think she hit her limit. She's like, F it, it's just going to be like this, F it.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I suggested Mr. and Mrs.
You should be doing this anyway. It's your stupid friend.
Well, yes, there was that.
GD card for GD's sake.
She did buy the card. Yeah. Oh no, I bought the card. Wait a minute. We both bought the card.
I'm thinking she bought the card. She wrote the check. She addressed the envelope, and she pretty much.
We were together, and I said, "Oh, we were at Target," and I said, "Oh, we should get something for Miles Jr." And she goes, well, who's he marrying? And I said, I've got no idea. And so then she goes, well, what am I going to write on there? I said, write Mr. and Mrs. Miles Title Jr. And she's like, whatever. And she's like, let's go get a card. So we picked out a card, and we picked out we got a gift card. Didn't you get a gift card?
No, I didn't really even see what it had inside. I was just so taken back by the actual addressing of the envelope that I was like, what the hell is this?
Well, and then, anyway, I left and then she had to mail it, so.
Is that like one of there was like a dried loogie in there when we opened it? Like,
oh, no. She didn't do that. I had to leave. I had to leave before we didn't have any stamps because it was a holiday weekend, you know. And so she got stamps and put it in the mail and addressed it, I guess, and everything. But
thank you, Bob Lament. Thank you. You didn't have to. Thank you.
Well, considering I did not get an invitation, you know, I think I'm on the ball. Considering, you know.
Yeah, well, you were probably invited, and I'm stressing the probably part.
Oh, yeah, thank you. To Mrs. Bob Lament and spouse.
That's how the thank you, I think, is going to read, basically. I'm going to tell them to address it just to your wife.
Yeah, just address it to her. That's fine. I don't care.
Just to piss you off. That's what I'm
going
to do.
Well, I was going to put something about some type of fruit picking, but I thought better.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil the day's festivities.
Do you ever have an event coming up? You know pretty much what's going to happen the day of. You can see it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I knew a year ago that I would be running around the day of the wedding.
Yeah.
Getting last minute things, right?
Yeah, well, that's what your job is.
And so my wife is like, you know, go to the, you know, the mart, go to the mart, and get, you know, all this ice, and go get a fan, an extension cord, and two glass glasses.
Two glass glasses? What the hell's that?
Because there was a sand ceremony.
A what?
A sand ceremony.
What's that?
That's where, like, the bride and groom and the minister pour, like, sand into, like, a glass box. You know, like, oh, this is you, and this is her. And this is...
Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Yeah, is it some kind of, is this some kind of Japanese thing where you have a little rake?
They do a little bonsai tree. They go there, they start clipping it.
Yeah, they start clipping the bonsai. Yeah.
It's the longest wedding you've ever been.
You have to be ready to prune the dead branches of your relationship.
And so my wife is, like, sending me pictures. I'm at the mart. She's forwarding pictures to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see these glass glasses you want. Right. They're not here.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't. Go to Dollar Tree and go get these.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. They got all kinds of glass stuff over there.
So what could possibly go wrong? So we go there.
It's closed.
Myself. No, me and Miles Jr. go there, and he finds the glasses right away. And these are not looking anything like the picture she has sent me.
How interesting.
I'm like, well, just pick some. Who cares? Just pick, you know, two glasses and we'll go.
I am not spending $3 on glasses if it's not
Exactly. I don't care if it says Coca-Cola on it. We're just going to take them. And
it's the real thing, kids.
We go to check out, and there's one effing register open. There's already, like, 15 people ahead of us.
Card declined.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And we got to, you know, we're supposed to be getting dressed. We haven't gotten dressed yet. You know, the wedding's coming up, you know.
You haven't even shaved yet, which takes, like, a half an hour, 45 minutes.
No, I hadn't shaved for, like, 4 days.
Oh,
like,
my Lord.
And we finally get out of there.
Your face looked like Kathy Bates' nether regions.
She would have, like, shaved herself, but then not shaved in 4 days.
Yes, exactly. Just like...
Yeah.
Oddly enough, your mouth is the same shape as her hoo-ha, so...
The JJ, is that what you gonna say?
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Thank you. And, so, like, you know, the certain...
Because you got this bump in the corner of one of your...
Yeah, oh,
corner of your mouth,
yeah.
You got this bump.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I see. And so the ceremony starts, and it's like midway through the ceremony, and all of a sudden, like, my wife is, like, you know, hitting me in the ribs with her elbow, like,
yeah.
What the hell? I'm like, what? She's like, what the hell? I go, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, the glasses.
The glasses.
The glasses, by the way, that were not used, by the way, in the ceremony. They were sitting up there. I go, what about them? She goes, you bought beer glasses. I'm like, that's damn cool, you know?
Just
like,
a couple of pints, mate. I wonder why they said Guinness on there, yeah.
Unfortunately, due to miscommunication, the things were not used. They were actually up there on the altar, but not used. You know, like, oh, okay.
Thank God.
Yeah. May God bless this wedding with a pint.
Yeah.
Let's all have some Guinness. Yeah.
Got a couple of empty Crown Royal bottles that you guys emptied out while you were driving around. Still in purple bags.
My best was Miles Jr.
Now, did you tell him, did you say to him, you know, we can just drive off. You don't have to go through with this.
No, I skipped all that. I didn't do
seriously,
all that.
Seriously? I totally was going to say that, so.
No, the only thing I did was during the rehearsal, though, I was doing the Vince Vaughn thing, you know, coughing, like, don't do it, you know, don't do it. You know.
Well, I haven't been involved in many weddings, probably because of this, but I always ask the groom, you know what? I will drive you anywhere you want to go right now. Maybe why I never get invited.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? I'm glad you were not invited. I don't know to think about it. Yeah, I'm glad.
If I would have been at your wedding, same thing. I'd have been like, Miles, dude, I got a full tank of gas and I got a bag of Doritos. Let's hit it.
Well, then we're going back to your basement because that's where I'm going to be living pretty much the rest of my life.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So, no, it was a very nice ceremony. It went well, you know. So.
Yeah, well, hey, that's fantastic. I did actually see some pictures.
My family came.
I saw the my reserved area there. Seats reserved for me. I saw that.
Yeah, did you like that? Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
And, so my family all, you know, boarded up in one hotel, you know, so.
In one room.
Well, they are so cheap. They all got one. No, I picked up this complete flea bag hotel to stay in.
Why didn't they stay at the Pizzazz?
That's too expensive. And,
what?
I picked out a flea bag hotel and they wisely researched it and realized it had like bed bugs and stuff like that. They all went like to the much nicer hotel.
They didn't go to the Pizzazz?
Well, yes and no, in a way. This hotel gives out
free, right across the parking lot.
Yeah, they got free casino passes for people that stay there.
Oh, that's nice.
So next thing I know, my sister and brother-in-law, you know, they want to go. They're like, well, we're going to go to the casino.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, okay. They go, hey, we're going to sneak you in. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're going to sneak you in.
Like, you get this free money, so come on in. Yeah.
Okay.
So, sure enough, I sneak in. I pretend to be a guest. Yeah. I get free casino money. So.
Can we see your room key, please? Thank you.
No, that did not happen, thank God. Because I'm like, how am I going to fake that? Like, oh.
You're like, can my mentally retarded brother come in and gamble with his play money? Sure. Here's a handful of nickels. That should keep him busy for a while.
Well, it was even worse, though. Like, the last day, I actually came in and just, like, started eating the free continental breakfast.
Ah, nice. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, on French toast. Cool, yeah.
Brunch. Cool. That's for me. I've never passed up a buffet, and I'm not going to today. All right.
Got ripped off of the goddamn casino, so I figured those fuckers owed me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they owed you. Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They give you free money, and, like, it's like, you have to, they put it on a card, right?
Yeah, they give you those cards, yeah.
You had to put this card in. It's like, well, it's small, the easy direction. I said, okay. Put it in.
Yeah.
Nope. Unable to read card. Okay, you take it out.
Yeah.
You read it. Unable to read card. Okay, this goes on for like 10 times. You're like,
yeah.
And it finally says, oh, welcome, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Enter your PIN. Well, now the keyboard, the little keyboard guy, doesn't work right.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
So you have to, like, really nail these numbers hard. Like, boom, 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 boom.
That's from all the drunks using that thing.
But, yeah, there's, like, some hard fingering going on there. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom.
Jenny! Jenny!
Jenny! And it says, how much do you want to spend? I said, well, all 20, obviously, right? Because I didn't know it was asking me. I was like, okay. And I do that. I get about halfway done. I go, this machine sucks.
Right.
Right. So I got like 10, 11 bucks left. So I leave. I check out. I go into the next machine.
Right.
Okay, welcome back, Miles. You now have $3.50.
I gotcha.
I go, those son of a bitches kept some of my money. Son of a bitch.
You can't change machines.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you that, yeah.
There's a fee to change machines.
Yeah, I figured that out. Thank you, yeah. And so I start pulling in my own money now. I put like 40 bucks of my own money.
Oh, my Lord, okay.
I'm like, oh.
That's nice.
Yep. Which was bad, but then I repeated the whole thing the next day, too. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I fucking have spent like 80 bucks at this place.
Oh, my
Lord.
That's more than you spent on the wedding. Christ.
I know, right?
Even those glasses, you didn't even spring for the good glasses, the crystal. You just got the beer pub glasses.
Right, Dollar General. No,
yeah.
No.
Oh, that deals for a dollar.
Yeah.
You didn't say they didn't have Spuds McKenzie on them.
How come they say, show me your tits?
Yeah, why, that's right.
Happy Mardi Gras, you know. So yeah, it was a fun time had by all, you know.
My beer glass says Florida's not a flaccid penis, you're upside down.
You know, happy prom 1978.
That's
we got tonight.
Or it was somebody else's wedding glasses. Congratulations, Kurt and Tammy.
Yeah, 1979, yeah.
Did you have any bubbles? I always like when they have bubbles at the wedding, but
they did have bubbles, of course. I forget someone making the, you know, do you blow bubbles joke. I forget who it was. Somebody, hey, Miles, do you blow bubbles? Yeah. Oh, well, how's Bubbles doing?
Yeah, she's fine.
She's
a prostitute that works down at the casino.
Gets me free cuts for nothing, man.
That's right. She gives me $20 on the slots.
Yeah. I told her,
I kept putting my card in. It said, error.
Yeah, that's what it says, you know. That's no joke.
So everybody got hitched. And you had a reception of some sort, I'm guessing.
I cannot show it because it's too embarrassing. There's actually a video of me dancing.
Oh my Lord.
But no one really wants to see that, I don't think, so I really don't wanna.
Was it that song doing the butt? No, sexy.
Yeah, I was doing the butt. Yeah, that was me.
Doing the butt.
Doing the twist, actually.
Oh, you're doing the twist? Oh, how could they tell? It would be more like the, kind of like the wave, wouldn't it, with you?
It was not very pretty, yeah. It was not, I think, nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'd like to see that. You should send that to me. I need a good laugh.
Yeah, well, I might send that to you, yeah. You might get a kick out of it, dancing. My big belly leading the way, you know.
Yeah, it's a wonder you didn't fall over. Jeez Louise.
I know, right? I know, what the fuck. So, yeah, so. Well, it was alright, you know, it's nice.
So you danced the night away, huh?
Yeah, like John Travolta. Yeah.
Did you have a DJ or what?
Yeah, that was a real deep cut. Yeah, he did all right.
You didn't like tap Smidge in and have him do a favor with the band, or no?
Nah, Smidge wasn't invited, man. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just checking.
Which girl from? Yeah, no, Dave Ryan, no Manny.
Wow, you didn't invite anybody. You're ashamed of everybody.
I kind of invited CB by word of mouth, I guess, but I didn't want to take advantage of him. You know.
But after you blew bubbles, he was a little put off, I'm sure.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that sounds good. So you danced the night away and
that Gotcha song, you know, clap your hands.
Yeah.
Not two steps left. Boom, boom.
Did you do the, what was that song? Oh, that one they always do at the weddings. The Hokey Pokey?
Oh, we didn't do the Hokey Pokey.
What's the updated thing for Hokey Pokey? I guess it's that clap your hands dance thing, huh?
We did chicken dance.
Chicken dance, you do electric slide?
No, they did not do the electric slide. No.
Mambo number 5?
No. Mm-hmm.
Macarena?
No, that wasn't in there either.
Mm. Interesting. Do any dirty dancing at all? I had the time of my life.
I reluctantly danced with Mrs. Shapiro. I didn't really want to.
I bet you were grinding on that.
Made it into hamburger,
Yeah, you'd spun her around, you know, grinding.
Nice.
Yeah. That's great. I bet you were.
Yeah, they got me. You got me, all right.
Like, Mrs. Shapiro, you want to go over and come out of the women's restroom? I got my hands in my pockets.
Yeah, I was hoping Desiree was
going
to get out there and dance, but she does not dance, apparently.
Who doesn't dance?
Desiree.
Yeah, she dances.
She dances. She just,
She dances under the sheets. Or in the streets. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one.
Whatever, yeah.
In L.A. every day now, dancing in the streets.
Yeah.
Huh. Renee doesn't dance. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I know. I thought for sure she'd be up there like, hey, I'm a little peek at the dance,
Maybe she, had some digestive problems.
She does have digestive problems, actually.
A little worried about, a little slippage.
Yeah.
Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody shirt.
Yeah, don't worry, Raven. Don't worry, Desiree. I'll cover you. And I like my snake in the mud.
She actually does have a lot of diarrhea issues.
You guys would be a pair.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, why did we hook up originally? I don't know.
Well, you'd have to have a two-bathroom place, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We'd be fighting over
you'd be like, let me in.
I can put my pants.
It's happening.
Chaos, it's a madhouse.
Shut up. I can't concentrate. It's happening.
They had like outside bathrooms where we're at, and
nice.
And like it was like the rehearsal, and I went in there, and as I was coming out, like some weird looking dude comes walking in.
Mm-hmm.
A weird snitch Colonel Bob looking dude with no shirt on,
Nice. That's nice.
What's going on?
I had was a sharp, and he said, "Could you draw a bow tie on me?"
You want to kiss a rabbit?
Draw a bow tie on me here, son.
And I saw, I look out the window sometimes, I'm seeing this guy, cruise around. There was different parties going on. It's kind of a big old building. There were some different things going on. And
yeah.
he's occasionally like taking pictures of people. I didn't know he had a camera with him, but
oh, that's interesting.
So finally, like, some people that were having a birthday party figured out that, like, who the hell is this creepy guy taking our picture?
What's with the guy in the Sharpie bow tie?
Yeah, next thing I know, there's like four cops heading towards this guy. I'm like, next thing I know, tasers are getting drawn on this dude. I'm like,
no,
oh,
are you serious?
Now they drew on the guy, man.
My lord.
It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, though. I'm like, oh, man, come on, man.
They're like, we have a report of upskirt being done here, and
down blow scene and upskirt.
We were going to get title, but you didn't have a shirt on, so.
He didn't match the description, so you're tall and skinny, and he's not. So,
yeah, he was doing the twist in there, and everybody got sick.
Come on, baby!
Come on, baby!
So, yeah, I was hoping for a really, because my son was filming the whole thing. I'm like, man, I hope they get the batons up, beat the shit out of this guy.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Just beat the living shit
out
of this guy.
Right. Everybody's like, that's the biggest bunch of pudding I've ever seen dancing.
You'll see.
Bill Cosby. He's not even going to hit that.
Yeah, but
Miles likes pudding,
you see.
Pudding. Blah, yellow pudding. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's an exciting time there. You got the guy getting takedown and... What else could happen? What else happened? Nobody got naked, I guess.
My dad was roughhousing with the great grandchildren, though. He tried to play bite one of the grandchildren.
He played bite?
Well, he was like, "I'm gonna bite you."
Oh, okay.
My niece said, "Okay, Grandpa, don't." And then he turns on her and he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna bite you."
Jeez.
Okay, Grandpa. Okay.
And then he turns to Desiree and says, "I'm gonna bite you."
Well, if you are hungry.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Don't worry, I got tough nipples.
Just that time, I got your son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm used to a little chewing.
Yeah, what's funny was like everyone's like comes up to me with questions. I have absolutely no answers. It's like, hey Miles, they're out of lemonade up there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you just go tell them there. Yeah, you'll tell whoever's hosting. You say they're out of lemonade.
Yeah, I'm not the lemonade guy, so don't come to me because I don't.
Well,
you know,
maybe they thought you were the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
You know who the pastries are? Because you look just like that popping fresh
that's
motherfucker.
You look popping fresh, dancing the twist out there.
Come on, baby.
Yeah, you know. Hey, Miles, where do these chicks go? I don't know. Fuck, I don't.
Put them wherever you want.
They're right over there. I don't
care.
You
got room in the house. The cops say so.
You know, Miles, we haven't eaten yet. Can we go up and eat? Fuck,
sure.
I don't care.
Go ahead.
I don't care.
I'm just surprised. I'm wondering if they thought you were in charge or possibly you're just the easiest person to get to say yes.
Why would people think I'm in charge of anything? That's what
I know.
Get.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what
I'm
saying.
Even my own family is coming up asking me questions like, do I look like I'm in charge? No, I'm not. No.
I'm in charge of nothing. I was in charge of the glasses and I didn't even get used.
All I did was basically buy some stamps and mail some letters, and that's all I pretty much did throughout the whole thing. So
I still haven't gotten my letter, by the way.
Well, it's coming. It's coming. So
I'm thinking maybe you bought the stamps.
A year later, I'm cleaning out the car. Oops.
That's right.
Shit.
You'll be like, hey, Krugerrands. Oh, and these invitations. Hey, I got stamps from like a year ago.
Oopsies.
I think I'll put these stamps on these Krugerrands.
Hey, if that happened, I will mail it to you. If I find it underneath the seat, I'll mail it to you.
Well, I've been looking forward. I'm like, it's bound to show up eventually if he actually sent it, so.
You know, I think just for a joke, I think I'll just put one in the mail tonight. How's that?
I want the original one, you know what I mean? I don't want your fake.
It'll be a real one. I mean,
I don't want the one you pulled out that got the coffee grounds on it and whatnot. Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Sorry.
Hey, you got to. This is going to come out of the garbage. Got to go to Bob.
I'm sure it probably went to your old address. I am 100% sure.
Well, when it comes back, you put another stamp on that motherfucker and you send it to the right address. See, you didn't want me to come anyway, see? That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You didn't even want me to be there.